In the wake of a cold front, cooler air is working its way into our area through the late day and early evening hours. In advance of the front, it was quite mild across the region today, with temperatures soaring into the 50s in many spots. Even some areas hit the 60-degree mark earlier today, from the lower and mid-Hudson Valley east into Connecticut, and then north into the Pioneer Valley. The Capital Region made it up into the mid-50s this afternoon, and Burlington even peaked in the 50s earlier today, though temperatures dropped quickly with the passage of a front. In fact, from late morning, Burlington had a 10-degree temperature drop in just 1 hour as that cooler air began to work its way in. We've had a couple of rain and snow showers scattered about, especially north of the Albany area, as a disturbance continues to work its way through. And the wind has been quite gusty, gusting at times around 35 to 40 miles an hour through the day. Now, as high pressure builds in from the west and that front continues to work off to our east, we'll see less wind. We'll also see those spotty rain and snow showers come to an end as the clouds break up. And it's going to be a chilly night across the area. Most of us will see temperatures fall back into the upper teens and low 20s. Some of the outlying areas will be a bit colder than that. So it's a cold start to the day tomorrow, but a dry start to the day. We'll have sunshine to start off. Then as high pressure kind of races off to the east, our next storm will approach from the west. So sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds tomorrow. We may sneak in a rain or snow shower north or west of Albany before the day is through. But for most of us, it's a dry day tomorrow, a seasonable day, meaning it will be cooler than today, with highs running in the upper 30s to low 40s. That storm will cross the area tomorrow night. It doesn't look especially potent. We're looking for mainly rain showers, though across mainly the higher elevations, there's the chance for at least a light wintry mix that could even leave a light accumulation of snow tomorrow night into Friday morning. But again, for most of us, it looks to be rain showers tomorrow night into Friday morning. Then that storm will push off to the east and drier air will work its way in as the day moves along on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with diminishing wind, cold with lows in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow morning, sun, then increasing afternoon clouds. Chance of a late rain or snow shower, turning breezy with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear with diminishing wind, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of late rain or snow shower, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with diminishing wind, cold with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, increasing afternoon clouds, cooler with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with diminishing wind, cold with lows around 20. Tomorrow, morning sunshine, followed by increasing afternoon clouds, cooler with highs in the lower 40s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of some early rain and snow, then drying out later with some more sunshine poking through, high 38 to 46, and on Saturday, partly sunny, high 38 to 46. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.